Friday, February 5th, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Most farmers missed the memo in August and during the fall that USDA was lowballing Chinese grain and soy demand while highballing the 2020 corn and soybean yields. After a period of depressed prices, the rebound from lows appeared to them to be an opportunity that attracted much selling. U.S. farmers let the vast bulk of their crops go to market well before the news of large Chinese purchases and poor yields were confirmed by USDA. In fact, USDA aided and abetted the great Chinese grain robbery by their failure to let farmers know what the funds knew. After having sold too much old crop too cheap, they now consult themselves that they have new crop to sell. But new crop prices are not old crop prices, and the 2021 production is uncertain, with the La Nina likely to hang around. I question whether many U.S. end users took coverage either and are being outbid now by China and other export buyers for the remaining old crop stocks. To me, there was some deja vu in all of this with the Russian Great Grain Robbery in 1972. Wikipedia explained what happened this way. The Great Grain Robbery was the July 1972 purchase of 10 million metric short tons of grain from the United States by the Soviet Union at subsidized prices, which caused global grain prices to soar. Crop shortfalls in 1971 and 1972 forced the Soviet Union to look abroad for grain, hoping to prevent famine and other crises, unquote. I was just starting to pay attention to farming in 1972. My first crop year was in 73. I learned the backstory of the Russian Great Grain Robbery from a man we called the Silver Fox. He was a doctor turned Chicago Border Trade floor trader who visited Northwest Iowa conducting charting courses for farmers. The way that I remember that the Silver Fox told it, the Soviets realized that they had a crop disaster but kept the knowledge under wraps. Those were the good old days of Louis Dreyfus and Continental Grain. The Soviets went to individual commercial grain companies and told them that they needed to buy a large quantity of wheat. They made deals with several commercials, with each commercial thinking that they were the only one with the Russian order. The Silver Fox was on the trading floor and said that the pit had been near empty. You could shoot a shotgun across it and not hit anyone. One day that changed as he noted commercial traders walked into the pits and at first acted like observers. Then suddenly, one of them reached out and bought a few contracts. He called it sneaky buying. His response, he said, was to immediately get long. If the commercials were sneaky buying, something was up. The other commercials joined in and it eventually became a buying frenzy. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The Russians didn't buy paper, they wanted physical grain. There was not 10 million metric tons available just sitting there. Suddenly the basis started picking up, and commercials actually began calling elevators and even farmers, asking if they had wheat to sell. They had all been blindsided, and the Silver Fox claimed that he made $1 million from it. Many things changed as a result of the Russian grain theft. USDA began a daily reporting system for export sales and the weekly export sales report. If someone is making a big move, it is harder for them to cloak now what they are doing. It still requires correct interpretation. Today, it would also be impossible for the Russians to keep a crop disaster secret. There are satellites and other means of observing crop conditions around the world. In the case of China and this grain robbery, funds had the inside information of what China intended to buy that was dramatically conflicted with the numbers that the USDA was using. There was a lot of difference between 6 million metric ton and 20 million metric ton of corn. If the funds knew the extent of Chinese interest in U.S. corn and soybeans, then the USDA should have known and given farmers a much better heads up. The trade waits for USDA, so in 2020 hindsight, their retarded recognition of Chinese grain and soy interest gave us and those in the know a buying opportunity. Our clients were given the same information that the funds had. The Silver Fox taught charts, and when I saw the upside gap open in corn in August, I could almost see the result that was going to unfold in my mind. I flipped from short to long just as the Fox did. This market did not surprise me. The Chinese stole over 10 million metric tons of corn too, and what they are buying now they're at least paying $5 for. That is still a theft when their corn is 11. History rhymes, and the Chinese Great Grain Robbery has many earmarks of the Russian one. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.